Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
Welcome to Season 5. Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows.
Additional support provided by Deer Camp Coffee and Yeti Coolers.
Nope. Jeez.
He gone.
You're not going to put me on there for all that time?
I'm trying. Takes a while, you know. It's not that simple.
My eyes are starting to hurt.
Like a thousand clicks to get
just trying to creep everybody out. I'm heard I'm pretty good at that.
Freaking people out? Yeah, you're that creepy guy next door.
What's up?
I got a nice set of binos from Burris Optics.
Dang.
Oh, dang.
Son.
Gotta love those Burris.
Oh, what's up, Clint? AJ, how's everybody doing? Hope happy Thursday. Hope everybody's doing well. You guys didn't get these cool hats yet. Dead Downwind Tinks hooked it up.
We got some like nice apparel
they sent. I'll drop some off to you guys. We'll figure it out. Yeah, pretty cool. So happy Thursday. We're like in this dead time of the year, you know? It's like this off season. And it's interesting to me because, hey, what's up, Ted? It's just to me because it's like, yeah.
Ain't that the truth, Ron?
What do you do, you know? What do you do?
Yeah, it is. I work a lot more during for my normal job this time of year, but
outdoors-wise,
it's been interesting. I mean, I've done some ice fishing and some, you know, nature trails and stuff like that, but there really isn't hunting-wise that I do that much this time of year.
No, I can't even shed hunt until it thaws out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I've still been seeing that they're hanging on to them. Some of them are.
Meh.
So
it starts about now.
Yeah. So that'll be fun once it starts to melt. So
already talking to Cedar about getting the hookup on some Detroit River walleyes.
There you go. You're creeping into my territory there, aren't you?
Oh,
see what you're doing.
Well, you can come on the boat with me and my old man and Cedar.
That's funny.
We could throw them in.
That's good, man. No, they've been slamming walleye actually out ice fishing.
Really?
Catching them left and right out by my house. So
interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they got to go out a little bit of ways, but.
Ben.
It's going to be one of those nights.
I was like, oh, shit. Here we go again.
Hey, they're probably lucky I wasn't on last week because I would have just probably went off with the mood that I was kinda, in.
Yeah, we tried to ignore it, and then it just...
I didn't realize, though, that the chat is separated. Like, you guys, we see all the chat on the right. You guys only see, like, where you're at. So the Facebook guys weren't affected, never saw anything. The YouTube guys, unfortunately, they got to bear all these crazies. And that's the first time we've ever really had that happen.
Yeah.
And what I know what it is. Basically, what they do is they take your link to your thing and they put it into some sort of forum, and they all just keep going to it and, like, you know, harassing you and whatever. But that was crazy.
They really don't like bear hunters. I mean, I got some comments on my bear hunting video.
So anyway, in off season time, I was thinking about, and it's not like me to do any reading necessarily, but I did find this book today and I realized I never read it. And I was like, maybe I should actually read this book.
Sesame Street.
Does it have pictures? Open it up. Open it up.
Oh, dude, this is solid.
Oh, yeah. Not a lot of pictures. You got some pictures, though.
Let's see what some pictures of Fredbear. Wow, look at this one.
Dave's going to be hunting with a traditional bow next year.
I actually want to try it. I'm not out of that yet. I'm actually debating that. I was
shooting a lot of deer with arrows in their hoofs.
We have a hard enough time.
You remember Tread Barda? Look big at time, like traditional hunter. He had a show back in the day. He had a good show, but this dude probably killed 25% of the animals he shot at if he was lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. I mean, the old school pictures, man, you just see huge bucks in Michigan everywhere, right? And you just don't see that quality buck anymore like that.
No, it says if Fred Bear had been born 100 years earlier, he might have been one of the mountain men scouting the Rockies on hunting and trapping expeditions. This is like interesting.
Hardcore man, legend,
but not for pioneering in a field that he himself did much to establish.
You sure you don't want me to read that book to you?
ask the kids.
Why don't you do this? We'll at about 11 o'clock, we'll set up a call and I'll just read to you until you go to sleep.
We'll do a Zoom.
Anyway, I am working on a really cool project. Speaking of Fred Bear. You guys don't know about it because I haven't talked to you in a while, but I am working on a project called The History of Archery. And awesome. It'll actually, it goes back to like the Egyptians and stuff. It's crazy. Like I've been getting research done by professionals. Like I've been paying them to help me research this just to make sure we get as much info as we can. And I also have like editors editing it because I want it to be good. I want it to be flowing and not like, you know, boring. So been working on that script for a while, a couple years actually, and so it's almost to the point where I can start filming it, but I'm not going to rush it either way. I want it to be a really nice production at the end of the day, meaning I want to get footage of what I need, right, of that, whatever I can get, right, of like older generations using bows, like Egyptians and Mayans, whatever. I want to show that if that's possible.
Yeah, so. That's cool, man. The history is long, long, long. So there's a huge history of bow hunting. So I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then traditional obviously is the way it was then. But and the bows then were kind of similar. They were real thick though in some cases, like the wood, but still the same concept.
Do you know when the very first documented evidence there is of people using bow and arrow?
I have all that, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It's in the paper.
Go get it.
Read it. I didn't see it like inside out yet. It's in editing still. But yeah, it was like, I want to say 20,000 years ago or something crazy.
It's nuts. Yeah. Nuts. So
insane, but very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. Hey, what's up, Nate?
Yeah. So what are you doing other than reading books, Dave? You've been a busy bee.
I've been very busy. I had supposed to have a conference call at Bear Archery today that didn't work out, but I'm assuming we'll talk later. But they're moving, you know, getting rolling in 2021 now. They have time, you know. And what happens is this: all these companies, like, they sign up, do some things with you, and Bear Archery, they sponsor the Test Life Show with their Whisker Biscuit because they own that. So that's what we use on all the show on Test Lab. And so anyway, the point of the conversation is to talk about what kind of cool, fun videos can we help produce, promote it, right? Promote that, the Whisker Biscuit and some of their products on Trophy Ridge. So I'm thinking a lot of TikTok type stuff, like mini videos, fun, quick videos. In fact, today I did one, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it on Instagram Reels, but it was with Michael Waddell and the interview we did with him on the show a couple weeks ago, but it turned out to be a really good piece. And I was really inspired because the pieces, the comments he makes and just about the love for this heritage we have and like the way we represent the industry. And, you know, it's really not just us, but I'm saying in general, it's important that it's represented correctly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. I think that, you know, I hope we all do a good job at that. You know, there's a lot of infighting that happens, you know, from time to time about what people use to shoot and that kind of thing. But I think, you know, I think at least I hope all in all, you know, we all project ourselves as conservationists and of the land and the animals that we've been providing.
They solved it.
Can you still hear me, Tim? Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I was wondering what you were. I wasn't sure if we got hacked.
No.
We got hacked here.
I'm trying to figure a way to share for you guys so we can share with everybody. I'm just trying to figure out if it's possible.
What's going on, Dave? What's going on, Reaper Archery? Thanks for joining, guys.
Man. Reaper's interview launches at 6 p.m. Eastern time coming up here right after this. So that'll come live. It won't be live, but I mean, we're going to premiere it live. So you'll see it coming up. That was a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for joining us on that show. It was a lot of fun, and it's always great to talk to people in the industry. I really enjoy that conversation, going back and forth and learning about shows and how they do their business. And also what we found out is just, we had the same struggles. Like over the years, we've had the same struggles, and it's just so interesting to hear that from other outdoorsmen, you know, especially when they're trying to film and the issues they ran into. It's just so funny how everybody experiences the same stuff. And what I think is interesting is when you finally find the right team, what can possibly be done? That's amazing stuff, you know? And I feel like BHP is one of those. We've created so much great content over the years because our team is finally really shining, and, you know, people who aren't doing a lot are kind of slowly pushed out, and the people who are doing more are pulled in, and it just works so more. It's just a better flow, I think.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
What? He's not talking about us, Tim.
That's not true.
I love you, Dan.
I think we're out.
No, it is. It has, though. The beginning years, it was tough to find time. You know, we finally set. I mean, it took us 7-8 years to finally settle in a pattern where it worked.
Yeah.
You know, being able to get together, being able to get the work that we needed to get done. You know, it's working, and this whole pandemic thing, I mean, to be quite honest with you, I think we've said this before, this whole Zoom thing has actually made it a lot easier for us
because we don't have to be at the studio filming everything.
Well, it is, though, but it's also easier for the viewers too, because we're here talking to each other and them. It's not like a camera's just pointing at a table and we're all talking to each other, you know? So I think it's way more interactive for everybody.
I agree. Yeah. I think in this part, yes, I think what Jamie said is true as well, but that's going to come with time. And I think that right now I'm somehow maintaining it by myself. I don't know how you're filming by yourself,
to
be honest, but I've been using multiple cameras and taking my time. And with Kevin gone, it's like, I just kind of set up, you know, two or three cameras at a time. Yeah. The only thing that you don't get is the following and the, you know, a little bit of that cool stuff, which actually I just found some more money to spend and buy. There's some, you can thank Merriman. I was talking to him the other day about doing some editing. Anyway, there's a way it can move with you.
Tim's going to take a sip.
But no, it's not that much money, but basically there's like some sort of tripod that it will follow you. So, you know, you can move a little bit. I'm not going to do that, though, because it's not far for me to go. I'm just saying, like, there's things now that are happening that can follow you for a lot less money than the old ones.
Yeah. No, they did have that technology out a while ago, but they were in, it was integrated in webcams. So they have, and they're high end, they're kind of expensive, but they have webcams that have that tracking ability, where you can set it up on a tripod or a desk and it'll track your face or your body or whatever and go wherever you go. So
kind of cool. The other thing people don't realize is the cameras have changed so much that, yeah, I agree. Like, I'm not going to ever say a DSLR isn't better than an iPhone or something. But the thing is like, most of the things you're watching are on small frames and small, you know, things. So you're not really watching on like a 4K huge TV generally. And a lot of the clips we take are filmed with my iPhone, you know, like, because I'm like, you know what, it's easier, and it's so much easier for me to do close-ups or something with an iPhone, because it really does go from a nice wide perspective to a very close macro look, is, you know, when you get right up on something. So like, it's unbelievable without changing a lens how much variation you can get and still make it look good, you know, compared to just using DSLR or, you know, some sort of professional rig. Which,
yeah, it's amazing how the technology has really driven what we've been able to do. I mean, you remember the old school days where it was, you know, those digital discs that you had to record on and you had to take it into the computer. You had to play it through a special player to record it on it just to be able to edit. And it took three times as long as it would have took to film because it took that long just to get everything on the computer to start editing.
Yeah, and that's something you and I talked about, Tim. We talked about that, I think, a year ago, and we talked about the idea.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
Of what if we film everything on an iPad or iPhones, but then use the, because, you know, with Apple, they have this, what is it called? AirDrop. So you can like literally drop the files between systems so much faster.
Yeah.
You could take everything on there and drop it to the iMac to do your editing. And then you could, I mean, so there's a lot of flexibility there. And even for your personal life, like for taking normal photos of your family and stuff, if you have iPhone, you have that ability. I'm sure Samsung has something similar. But, you know, it depends on what you're using for your home computer. That's going to make the difference. Well, it does. Actually, yeah. You could use OneDrive automatically with your Samsung to take your stuff off, or Amazon Photo, video. You can still move it around, I guess. Just not
now, the only issue with everything that you guys are saying is Apple.
See, yeah. I knew that was coming.
Although I will say we did end up becoming an Apple owner 2 days ago.
Uh-oh.
My wife's birthday was But listen, it's my wife's birthday, and she's a teacher, and she wanted a iPad Air, so we got her one of those new iPad Airs with the pens and all that kind of stuff, and she likes it. I played around with the camera a bit. The camera's actually pretty decent on that thing.
It's yeah, not welcome bad to all. The family. It's Here's good to have you.
Yep. It's not mine. Not mine.
Here's the weirdest part. The weirdest thing to me. And I don't know why this is, and I don't know what the situation is. You film with your Samsung, even though it is an amazing camera in there, and the video quality is amazing, for some reason, and I think Apple has something to do with this, when you give me a file, it looks like trash.
Yeah.
I don't know
why. I'm sure that has everything to do with Apple.
Well, I think maybe it's the format that Apple's like, yeah, that's a Samsung format. We're going to twist it and make it degraded.
Yeah, no, I think it's because of the format that Apple does it in their devices. Well, because that's the one thing, and this is why I can't complain about Apple with what we use, is because the editing software, if you want a good editing computer, Mac's the way to go.
Oh, it's by far.
I mean, so you can't get away from that. And because you can't get away from that, you get trapped in the Apple cycle. And that's, I know, I'm anti-cycle. I'm
even
anti-
a caveman like me can piece something together in Final Cut.
Yeah.
The Apple ecosystem is perfect if you're using it for every device. I agree.
Yeah. And
when you go from an iPad, like for instance, what I've been doing is I'll create a video, and then a lot of times in the video, obviously you need thumbnails. So there'll be a thumbnail that's required for different ones. So you need one for YouTube. You probably could use the same one for Facebook and Carbon TV, but then you need a different one for Reels and Instagram or TikTok. So what I've been doing is opening up, I basically do a snapshot of what I want. I airdrop it to the iPad. It off the iPad with a pencil and whatever, and try to make it look stupid but good, and then I can send it directly back through that AirDrop without ever putting in an SD card or anything, and then awesome. It's
that's
awesome.
Huge. I do think you get some degradation when you're uploading it, you know, over the Google Drive and all that kind of stuff. You're right. I mean, when you use Apple to Apple, the quality sticks for sure.
Yeah. just real quick, your mother, what's up? How you doing out there? Emperor, how you doing on YouTube? And then everybody else, Ben.
Emperor Palatine.
Thanks for chatting. Tom, how are you doing? Vermont, awesome. Perry, how are you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Perry, were you on last week? Nate, what's up, dude? Dave?
So I got to throw you guys under the bus for a second because I think next week when we go live, we need to do a giveaway. We haven't done a giveaway in a while.
Yeah, we'll do a giveaway next week.
We got to do something fun.
I've been waiting to get the deals in place with the companies to make sure I have like something to grab from. That's what all I've been doing. Yeah. But I'll talk to the guys at Tinks and Dead Down Wind. That should be an easy one. And then we'll see all the other sponsors. There's a lot of them. So we'll chat with them and see what we can do.
I like it. Yeah, we haven't done one in a while. I miss them, you know? Those are fun to do.
Jamie doesn't. He doesn't have to ship them.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
We could do it, like we could do like 10 a week if Tim wants to ship them.
Yeah, good idea on that one. Depending on what you're using, like
I think my video just froze. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
What? I don't know what you're saying, bro.
There you go. WhatsApp. I didn't even think about that. WhatsApp. I use WhatsApp.
Yeah, the texting jacks it up for sure. We've noticed that.
Ron makes a great point. We need to talk about some food, man. Like that's
you, Ron. That's a great
point. I just had some tacos.
That is a great point, man.
Yeah, I gotta really get it. See, here's what's happening to me right now is that I don't know about Tim and Jamie, but for me, the problem is this. There is
cold for the Blackstone
freezing. It's like literally outside is the other day was zero, and then there's like at least a foot of snow everywhere. It's ice everywhere. I don't even know. I can't even get to my Blackstone, and I can't get that new smoker that Camp Chef sent me. I can't even get to that. So I'm like kind of waiting till spring before I can start promoting the crap out of the cooking part of it. What is that, Tim?
Venison meatloaf I made the other day.
Yeah, meatloaf's been good. I made some chili.
Listen, so this is what I did, and it's been awesome. I use it in everything now. I have a smoker, but I did a cold smoke on some cheese. I use smoked cheddar in pretty much everything you would put cheese in. So you do it in your eggs, you do it in burgers. I put it in the meatloaf. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Have you made smoked mac and cheese yet?
My neighbor did.
It was awesome.
The first thing I made was smoked mac and cheese, and it was the best I've ever had. So patting myself on the back. I'm not just saying that. Smoked cheese is amazing. Nate knows what I'm talking about.
Smoked baked beans.
Like yep.
Homemade ones.
Let me play the audio real quick from this Waddell thing. Let me know if you guys can hear it. I think you can hear it.
What's contagious. And I think if you can be the tough guy, you can be the guy who is a trophy hunter, but you still got to figure out a way to twist it into some fun. And I think that's all that this industry is missing is just some self-confidence, eliminate the male ego, and try to make it fun. And if we do that, I just think that people will see hunting in a whole different light and they'll realize how much fun it is. And when they have fun, that's when you're going to start getting serious. That's when you're not going to be afraid to sit all day out in the Michigan cold after one particular buck. Then all of a sudden what sucks becomes fun out of our desire. But it started with just a hunting camp eating good chili. It started with the guy that is in hunting camp that you're just laughing. You just want to go to hunting camp and hunt because Cousin Eddie's going to be there and you're going to be in stitches the whole time. I want people to realize the joy of the culture that we represent. And I can't get that over enough.
He needs to run for office.
I know.
Dude. I mean, that was a speech off the hip. He didn't plan that. He knew it. And it sounded like, you know, I'm running for president. Vote for me.
I mean, that was pretty cool. My music does help in there, you know.
No, it does. It gives me, you know, it's very emotional.
When I heard it, because I was looking at it today, I was like, you know, because what it is with TikTok, you have to like cut these clips up. And it's kind of annoying, to be honest, because there are all these little clips. And so we're trying to grow different areas of archery. And the only way we can do this is use different platforms. But what I did is I was watching through the video and I found that clip and I thought, God, it's a really good statement. You know, how can I use it to project the idea of growth of archery? And so that's America. What I did.
America. You put right. American flag in the background, put those words on it. It's gold, baby.
Yeah.
Gold.
That I just hope the video goes viral. Cause it's a really important one. And I think it's, you know, to hear it, like, especially from him and the way he talks, and it's just very, very helpful.
Yeah, speaking of viral, Jamie, how's that itch, man?
It's okay. You got some penicillin.
What happened? I don't know what he was talking about.
I think you missed it.
It was right,
over his head. Right over his head. It's all right, though. Oh, man. Well, it's good to see you guys, man. It's been, I don't know, it's been a couple weeks since I've been able to get on.
So. I'm ready to go to the bar, man. Let's do this.
You been out to a restaurant yet, Dave?
Yeah, but not recently. I was out, it's been a while. I mean.
Well, like in the last month or two?
No. Well, I mean, we go pick up food, but they just opened them, right, recently. So, you know.
I'm ready.
We went, I think it was last week. We ended up sitting down somewhere.
We're getting
closer. It was good. It was different, man.
We're getting closer because the elder people in our family are starting to get the vaccine. So I think once they all have it, the vaccine will be more willing to go out and not worry about if we get sick or, you know, getting them sick. That's the only reason we've been hesitant.
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's just about them.
No. I get it, man. Nate, I just saw your comment. Come Spearing next year, dude. I saw Facebook. That Sturgeon, he speared a sturgeon. I don't know if it was native as you or your brother, but you caught one. One of them was speared, and dude, that's freaking amazing. That's on my bucket list is to get a sturgeon. Absolutely freaking phenomenal, man. Good job.
What's up, Richie? How you doing? Cape Town, is that South Africa? I think so, if you're saying good morning. Ben, that's a hard question, man. I don't know. I mean, that's putting us on the spot. RX5, V3. Dang.
Both.
I wish I could tell you, but I haven't got to shoot anything yet this year. Yeah,
Jamie hasn't shot nothing. Jamie hasn't shot.
I need to get me one of those buttons. How do I do that?
Did you guys see the
I got a. You want me to play my button? Oh, it's
not. Yeah, play your
button. Do you guys see that dude that caught that grouper or whatever, the giant grouper?
No, was Tim's like the grouper. So here's the difference. The grouper is the fish. The groper is Tim. Gotta tell the difference. But anyway,
continue. I didn't see that coming. That was good. I like it.
You mean the one that was on ESPN or whatever, the great big one?
Fox News today, too. It's like, I mean, literally this thing had spines that were giant. Coming out of its
bag. I gotta see this thing.
Let me just put in catch giant.
Gotta catch a glimpse of these warlocks. You know what movie that's from?
Grouper.
Oh, yeah. I put in groper. Everything's huge.
It's a huge man. Groper. That's the biggest groper I've ever seen.
I'm glad you guys think it's funny.
Jeez.
What the heck is happening?
Whoa, bro.
Advertisement playing. Stop. Who are these people?
Hey, I don't.
They're like taking over. They're advertising on our show on their own. What the heck is this?
300 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. I just had to close the page. I couldn't even open it.
Was that from Black Tip H? That's the one you're talking about?
Dang, Richie's from St. Clair Shores, but moved to South Africa. Crazy. What was that, Tim? Show that
real quick. What?
Show that real quick.
No, that was the picture you're talking about? I don't know if you can really see it.
St. Clair Shores. There's a lot of weirdos that live there.
I'll never see it.
St. Clair Shores, my hometown, baby.
Shores in, baby.
I'm actually sitting in St. Clair Shores right now, Richie.
Hey, how's the Detroit Pizza Company, Tim? Because I keep seeing that come across.
I haven't been.
What?
I haven't, but we have this place over in my side of town called Gilbert's, and that place is, I won't go anywhere else for pizza. The place is awesome.
You ever been to Uncle Harry's over by you? They make like a,
place?
Yeah, they make like an amazing corned beef sandwich.
They do. It's really good. It's been around forever. Them and Bomb Burritos, pretty awesome.
Is it as good as Martin's corned beef?
I've never tasted Martin's corned beef.
It's like a 9 mile, I think.
It's kind of the same area, though. This is a 9 mile thing.
Is it like Martin's duck sausage?
Yes, it's my favorite.
Oh, God. Okay, we got to go. We're going to air starting in 3 minutes, guys. 3 minutes, Reaper Archery. We're going to check it out.
Kelly's Pizza.
It's awesome, Richie. That's good, man. My hometown, buddy. Love it.
Tell your mom we need to get a pizza pie over at BHP HatCon.
Ooh, you know it sounds good? We need... What's that place? On it's on Gratiot.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I just lost my mind.
Tacos.
It's just on the Barstool guy. I just did it.
All right, enough about food. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, we got to go.
Overleaf.
We're going to be late. We're going to overflow. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for watching. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week, and we'll try to do a giveaway next week, so make sure you you tune in.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.